You ready, big dog?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I might be a little choppy for a second. One of my damn internets is tripping.
Okay, well, you seem good, but yeah, that's cool. Is it okay if I ask about your Father's Day, or is that too personal? Why are we doing a show? Give you a shout out. Okay, I just want to make sure. No, I got to ask you on the back end. All right, so here we go. All right, I'm going to start the show now, okay?
All right.
Yo, what's up? This is The Voice. Yeah, the one your girl is texting right now. Check it. You think he's angry? Yeah, you would if you didn't sit him down. You think what he's saying is fake? Guys who think that way can't get any ass. But what if I told you this cold-ass motherfucker, he just created the angry man standard? He is the standard. Yeah, that's right. Live from the block, he is spitting that hip-hop flavor. It's my dog, Angry Man. Yeah. I can tell you he has a dating chat line for men and a cooking show for men. I can tell you he's been teaching game for over 30 years. And if you want receipts, just go check his website. Before YouTube, Instagram, and all that shit, Steve the Dean Williams has been helping men all over the world. Angry Man, light that cigar. Steve the Dean Williams, time to lock in. These men are here to teach you the game from the streets, not from Mommy's basement. Get your notebooks, call in the show, and ask questions. Welcome to the Angry Mindset Show.
Yo, what up, fam? What's good with you, man?
What's good with you, man?
Man, first off, I didn't get a chance. I wish everybody wanted to wish you a happy belated Father's Day from yesterday. So what did you do, man? What'd you do as Father's Day for your day, man?
Oh, man, when I finally woke up, man, I missed the show because I was out. I was knocked out. And when I woke up, I didn't really do much. I just kind of hung out at the house. My kids gave me cards cards actually had some money in it. I was surprised. I was like, wow, it's actually some money in here. But yeah, I had a pretty great day just hanging out, you know.
All right, well, that's good, man. Just wanted to touch base. Guys, if this is the show. Guys, y'all want to call in. Y'all got the number at 563-999-3056. If y'all got a question, put a Q in there. And today we're talking about, are you making time or wasting time, Angry Man? And I know you're a man that doesn't waste time. So I guess let's start from the point where, was you always like this, or is there a certain point of time where you sat and said to yourself, you know what, I got to stop bullshitting around. I need to get on my shit. What was that like you before you, brother?
No, I don't think there was ever a time where I really bullshitted around because I couldn't wait to get out in the world, you know?
Right.
I had grew up in cities when I was younger, but the older I got, I ended up being in VA at my grandmother's house, and where that area is at, where my great grandfather bought all that land, there's nothing there. So like, I couldn't wait to get my license. I couldn't wait to get a car. I couldn't wait to get out and do stuff. So I always had the mentality of, I got to get on it, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that absolutely. I had this same mentality, and a mentality for me kind of carried over as the internet came in. You know, when the internet rolled in, you had to literally hire people to help you with stuff. You know what I mean? And the way my mind was working was they were going too slow for me. You know what I mean? I was. You know, they would do A, and I'm already at F, G, and H, and I'm like, can we do F, G, and A? They, well, hold on, buddy. I got to, you know, you got to wait on their time type shit. And I was like, man, come on, man. I don't even know what that's about. But, again, I didn't want to waste time and waiting for somebody to do something. You know what I mean? So I then I learned for myself. I had to sit back and learn it because – I like you, Angry Man. It's so great being self-sufficient. It's so great waking up and saying to yourself, you know what? I don't have to wait for the next man. I can wake up at 3 a.m. or I can get up at 2 a.m. or whatever, and I can do what it is I want to do and don't have to do it and do it on my time, do it the way I want it done. So, yeah, to me, like you were saying, man, it's just so great when you make things about you and make the time, brother. What say you, man?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the issues that I have now. Like, there are a lot of things I would like to delegate to other people. Mm. But what I keep finding is that other people, they're just not going to do the job as well as me. Like, that's why I've gotten older, that old saying, good help is hard to find.
Yeah.
Like, that's real. Like, it's hard to find somebody that's going to do the job as well as you're going to do it. So that's actually an issue. Like, I can completely relate to that. That's the issue that I'm having right now, trying to find people that's going to work as hard as I work, you know?
Yeah, your mic is chewing up just a little bit. It's got a little technical difficulty. Your mic is just
I think it's the internet.
Okay. Just
hold on one second.
Okay. All right, take your time. And while you're doing that, I'll chop it up. But, yeah, so, see, what happens for a lot of people out there, and they have this mindset that, they usually like to avoid challenges in life. They usually give up easily, and they usually become intimidated or threatened, not only by your success and my success, Angry Man, but they're threatened by us being men. You know what I mean? And a lot of these guys out here don't see, that we have intelligence, we have talent. But this was something that you and I as men ourselves independently have cultivated ourselves. You know what I mean? This is what we actually are. You know what I mean? And it kind of goes off of even the standard that you have that people can't do it right unless it's done your way, because you are actually that standard. And let's talk on that. A lot of guys out there, they can't comprehend that they have the power to do exactly what you and I are doing, brother. What say you, man?
You know, we're living in strange times. We're living in a time where people want to make excuses. Like, that's the one thing they excel at, is making excuses for why they can't do something. You know, they got every statistic in the world to explain why they're going to lose. It's just ridiculous at this point. Like, I was actually a part of a discussion recently where I was talking about greatness. I was talking about wanting to make my mark on the world. I said, I want a statue erected to me. Like, I want a freaking statue.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the guys said, oh, man, that's ego. And I'm like, what is this world we live in now where men don't want to strive for greatness? Like,
yeah.
I don't get that. And they don't, because they don't want to strive for greatness, they never cultivate any real work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't going to tell you no lie. I grind so hard. It's just like yesterday. I hate that I missed the Sunday show, but I couldn't even wake up. Like, I got up and I woke up. I was like, you know what? I'm going to just take me a little nap.
Yeah.
And then we get back up, and I was done. So, like,
done, son.
A lot of guys don't understand that when you work and you grind so hard that, you know, sometimes you just you don't have a choice, because you gotta collapse. But that type of tired, you know, it's always a good tired, because at least you know you can always lay down tired knowing that you accomplished what you were trying to accomplish.
Right.
You know, as opposed to being a, you know, lazy fuck, like a lot of these guys that just, you know, they just, they're floating through life. They're like a freaking guy on a damn boat, rudderless, with no damn sail, no oars or nothing. They just, wherever the water goes, that's where the hell they go.
The current is going to take them wherever they want to take them. Yeah, you know. I wanted to ask you a quick question before I jump on a statue thing. Have you been watching Obi-Wan? On Disney?
Which one?
Obi-Wan.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
You gotta watch it, dog. Vader's body and shit. They got Vader doing shit. It's when Leia and Luke are like 8 years old. So Vader just coming into his own. And he is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you gotta watch that. Anyway, but getting back to what you're saying. See, that when it came to you talking about a statue of yourself, because his mindset and what he thought about himself was so low of himself, he couldn't even comprehend what you were saying, and then thought that it was arrogance because he never thought that highly of himself. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And also, I really thought that when that guy came at you that way, he felt threatened of your success. And he saw that it's like when regular guys get around men, it's like we put a mirror to them to show them why they ain't like us. They can't hold a mirror to us, but we will hold a mirror to them because, like you said, what you said was beautiful. Hey, my question is, my problem I have with you is you didn't describe how tall the statue you wanted to build of yourself. You know what I mean? I know you want a statue, but how tall do you want that joint built? Do you want it built like Lord of the Rings when they were swimming through the those mountains? You remember the big tall?
Yeah.
Like, how tall do you want your statue? But regardless of your height, you wanted the statue, my brother.
Yeah, and like, this is the other thing that's amazing to me. I really don't get this. I'll hear guys say things to guys as if it's supposed to be an insult. They'll say, "Oh, that's ego. Why is having an ego bad?"
Oh man.
They'll say, "Oh, that's arrogance." Okay, what's wrong with being arrogant? Like it's like all of the things that men have traditionally been. Mm-hmm. That have led them or fueled them to be great men. Nowadays, it's like it's an insult, and I'm wondering where is this coming from. And it seems like there's an agenda to diminish men as much as possible. But the crazy thing is, it's not even really women that's doing it now. It's men that's doing it.
Crazy thing. That's the crazy thing, because what you notice is you and I and men like us, we never talk negative. Now, we might talk negative to the person or punch him in his chest to wake him up, but there's nothing mm-hmm. negative about being a man. But for a lot of guys out there, they fail because they believe that they're just not smart enough to do it. They think that, you know what, it can never work for me. What do you mean, angry man? I mean, who are you to say you're allowed to have a statue? Because I never even thought of that. So then of him thinking, wait a second, goddamn, he's thinking about building statues, and I'm thinking about how to talk to a woman. He's thinking about building statues, and I'm thinking about how do I get enough courage to even walk up to a woman. So, but again, through you in which you see, or he sees you, that person that said that to you was really threatened by you because it showed that, oh, my God, I'm not at the level I think I should be, angry man.
Mm-hmm. And the funny thing about it is I could commission somebody to freaking carve a statue right now if I wanted to.
Exactly.
That's the funny thing about it. Like, it's like I don't understand why guys have these small world views of themselves.
Yes, yes.
You know, they have like they just look at themselves as being this tiny insignificant speck. You know, and it's like and then when you come around, you know, with your chest out, with your shoulders back, it's like, well, what do you think you're doing? You're supposed to be in tiny, insignificant speck like me. Like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, speck.
Just because that's what you want, and just because you want to live this, you know, this mediocre, you know, existence, that don't mean that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be revered.
Yeah.
You know, I want to be celebrated. I want to be.
Yes.
I want to have an impact on the world, not just be some guy that's walking around. I think the crazy thing is, look at the dynamic between Superman and Clark Kent.
Yes, let's talk about it.
It's like we grew up wanting to be Superman.
Yes, yes.
Like these guys are aspiring to be Clark Kent.
A bumbling, stumbling idiot. That can't do anything right.
Yeah, the guy, you know, got his back hunched over, you know, looking down at the ground, you know. Gosh golly, Lois, you know. Like, no. And I want bullets to be able to bounce off my chest, man. Like that's, look, to this day, Steve, to this day, right? When I went and got my freaking Camaro, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm not even gonna lie. I bought it because it looks like the damn Batmobile. Not even gonna lie, right?
Right.
Every time I'm driving that car, every once in a while, I look in my door mirror, and the back curve of it, it reminds me of the scene when Michael Keaton is in the Batmobile and they show it from the side view.
Right side view.
Every time I look, it looks like, you know, I feel like I'm in the freaking Batmobile. You know what I'm saying? Like, and most guys today, they don't get that. They don't get the concept of wanting to be a superhero, wanting to be great, wanting to be a man's man, wanting to be the type of guy that other guys want to be.
Yeah.
You know, they just want to fit in and keep their head down. And it's really fucking annoying listening to men talk like that.
Well, you know, there, and guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number, 563-999-3056, and y'all have a question, put a Q in there, we'll answer your question. But also, you know, they aspire, you know, their thought process is they don't want to be their hero. They want to be the hero in the eyes of a woman, and there lies the problem. They want to, you know, it's great to be a hero, but it's bad to be the hero in her eyes. And as I always say, I love being the villain, because what I love the most about the villain is he didn't give a fuck. You know, the villain did what he had to do. He didn't care about anybody else's feelings. He just went out to do what he wanted to do. And, you know, of course, on TV, he's always got to lose because it has to have that happy-ass, bullshit-ass ending. But,
yeah,
but, you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm not trying to sit around and help and cape a woman. I'm not going to throw a cape over a puddle so she can walk over the puddle and see another guy type shit. You know what I mean? So here's a question right here from a gentleman right here, Angry Man. Let's pull it up. It says, what is masculine energy? How to become naturally strengthened and cultivated?
What is masculine energy? Masculine energy is the best way to put it, masculine energy is the fortified male mind.
Yes.
It's when you, it's like the other day I did a show, I gave them an example. I said, whenever you are born into the world and you grow up, let's pretend that you're like a you know, one of these freaking Dixie cups. Everybody pours into your Dixie cup.
Yes.
You know, your influence is all of that crap. But what they pour into you is really thin. It's really weak, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not dense. You know, it's something that everybody else put into you. And I told everybody what you have to do is you have to pour that out and you have to fill your cup with what you want to be, which has to be a little bit denser, a little bit thicker. Because what happens is you get around people, especially women, and they'll try to siphon whatever's in your cup out and put what they want in.
Yes.
So when it comes to being a man, when it comes to masculine energy is based upon how resistant you are to allowing other people to influence you in a negative way or to take you away from who you are. You know, and nowadays it's cliche because everybody says it, but to take you away from your purpose or your mission or what it is you want to do. Like, the reason why you guys look up to heroes in pop culture is because these heroes have something they believe in. They have a mission. They have a purpose. It's just like we just got through talking about Batman and Superman. Batman didn't become Batman because he wanted to get bitches. He became Batman because he had a mission. He had a purpose. He was driven by the untimely death of his parents, and he wanted to make sure no other kid experienced that. So he had a mission and a purpose, and he didn't allow nobody to deter him from that. The same thing with Superman. You know, he's the last son of Krypton, and basically what his father put in him was to be like an example or a guiding light to humankind and help as many people as he can. So the masculine energy thing, it's really about figuring out who you want to be as a man and not allowing anybody to take you off that path.
All right. Well, let's grab this call, and I'll answer that question in a second. Let's go to 973 real quick. 973, what's your question, sir? What's up?
Hello?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Yes, I'm a program. Yes. How you guys doing today?
We're good. How
doing?
What's up, brother?
All right. Yeah, I was thinking, like, what you guys were talking about, how society is set up, and it seems like they don't want men to reach their peak masculinity. I'm thinking, like, what do you think about in regards to being religion? Because, you know, like, a lot of things in religion are like, oh, if you be this good person or you do your very, very best, blah, 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 you're going to get what you want. Do you think, like, that plays a part to it or no?
Well, what I always say, and I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for anyone but myself. When I my mother always made me go to the church. But the thing was, I always believed my mother in what the church represented. And for me, as I started freeing my mind and becoming a more free thinker, I started asking more questions, which got me butt whippings and stuff. I started asking, why were there no dinosaurs? I started asking, well, why do we need to go to church? If I need to pray to God, why can't I just pray to God? And I got a lot of ass whippings for that. So what I'm saying is, for me, is that some people, and I will use an example with Angry Man with the statue with that other guy. When some people need somebody else to boost them up, to make them feel the level of an angry man building a statue versus having the mindset to say, I'm going to build a statue. But Angry Man, what say you on that, brother?
Yeah. Most people, religion becomes a really important part of human existence because, unfortunately, the vast majority of people, as Steve refers to them as surface dwellers, they have to have something bigger than themselves to believe in.
Mm.
In order to be
able
to do this or do that, you know, because everybody doesn't have the ability to rise to the occasion. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Right. And I see that. I asked the question I said because I come from a Christian home. Like, my parents are pastors, so we were stuck in a church, and we kind of were discouraged from anything outside of that. So fast forward to being older now, having to get out there in the real world, there's just some sort of disconnect because it's like the real world out here and then like the way I was raised, it's like conflicts with each other. So it kind of like leaves you a bit confused and caught up, you know?
Well, yeah. And everybody, Angry Man's working on his mic. He's just having a few internet difficulties. But yeah, but caller, the thing is that you have to understand is that this is why Angry Man, I, and men like us do shows the way we do, is because we're not trying to free you. We're trying to get you to free your own mind, to see the world through your eyes and not the perception that was handed down to you. And that there lies a problem. You took the perception of your mother and your father. Remember, they're humans. They're regular people. So they can only push you as far as they want you to go. But if you stick to where their program is, you're only going to go to the same length or the same distance as they will go. So it's not bad to question your parents and all the other stuff. I didn't say not love your parents. I'm saying question everything. Don't because your parents say, just because your parents say this is how it should be, I'm allowed to question it. Don't even take your parents for what they say, because even your parents can be soft and surface dwelling.
Right.
Angry, mm-hmm. Say you, brother. Oh wait, I think Angry, are you still there? Okay, wait a second.
Yeah, I'm just trying to check my mic.
Okay, you good? All right, go ahead and do your thing. I got it. I'll talk to him. Go ahead.
Am I good?
You're a little bit staticky. Let's just say some check. Give me a check.
Check, mic check.
Yeah, you're okay. Check. Yeah, you're gonna be able to talk. Go ahead, talk to me, Angry Man. You got it, man.
All right. What was the last thing? Because my bad, I'm trying to listen to the playback.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's still staticky. It still got some more static. It's still static.
Still staticky.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna say his last thing, and I think I'll see how he's gonna say his last thing and check out. what I've been thinking these past few days, I was listening to you and Lucario, and I always something you always said stuck with me, surface dweller. And I was thinking about that word's been in my head a couple of days. And when I sat down, something clicked. And I'm like, the surface dweller is somebody who can't see behind the veil. They take everything in general, and it's a lot more to everything. So you guys are awesome. Keep it up.
Wait, and caller, guess what? I came up with something brand new yesterday. You like surface dweller. I came up with something brand new. I said, don't take the red pill, take the me pill. It's a new thing we're going with now.
Right.
Don't take the red pill, take the me pill. Because once you take the you pill, you get to see the world through your eyes and move your way. So just think about that, okay, brother?
Thank you, yo. You guys are awesome. Bless, have a good one.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, we're back, Anger Man. Anger Man, are you good, Anger Man?
How's it now?
Yeah, you're looking better. Yeah, you sound a little bit better. Yeah, it's coming in and out, a little crackly, but it's good. We can articulate your stuff, so go ahead. But yeah, but we'd say you on what we're – you wanted to talk – we're talking about masculinity and stuff. And Anger Man, you're absolutely right on everything that you're saying. But see, here lies the problem. You're a million percent wrong, but you're a million percent right, but you're going to be perceived a trillion percent wrong, because what the person that heard what you said is saying, well, that's impossible. That's not masculinity. Masculinity is opening that door for that young lady, like my mother taught me. Masculinity is putting my self-worth down to make her up. You see what I'm saying? Even though you said everything right, sometimes because of the mindset of a lot of these individuals out here, they can't even accept the truth for what it actually is, my brother.
No, they can't. They cannot. It's like there's too many individuals that are being led astray by certain individuals. I don't want to say any names, but I see it happening all the time now. And the crazy thing is people are buying into
it. Oh, yeah.
And so what's traditionally been taught as being masculine and what a man is, like the things that we came up with, now that's being overtaken by a bunch of whiny crybabies that sit around making excuses. And look, if we would have came up in a time where people would have made excuses for us, we probably latched on to that shit too. Because that, you know, when you're a kid, sometimes you take the take the easy route until somebody punches you in the chest and says, "Nah, you can't do that."
Yeah, you're chopping up a little bit more. You're still chopping up a little bit more. Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah.
This is what I'm gonna do.
In and I'll just talk while you're doing that. Go out and come back in and I'll continue talking. Guys, y'all want to call in, the lines are open and everything. Here with my dog, Anger Man, and stuff like that. He'll be right back in. But guys, as we're talking to all you guys out there, the beautiful thing that we are trying to get you guys to see, sometimes an individual can't see beyond their line of thinking. And sometimes for a lot of you guys, I mean, we're not even talking about the women here. For a lot of you guys out there, like Ingerman was saying, there are several people out there that want to keep you in a fixed thinking process to say that, you know what, you can't be more than what you actually are because the world or women or society and whatever they put in between that uses those things as fear factors or emotional things to rile you up, to get you off of your square, to have you think about something else versus think about what you need to think about. And I think that as far as the guy asking about the masculine, that what is masculinity and everything, see, Anger Man was right on everything he said, and I like to add on to that, is that to me, it's conquering. I push, I love to talk about conquering, and it's not even conquering the world. It is also just conquering yourself. A question the gentleman's asking, he says, what books you recommend to read? Well, I'll be the first one to always tell you, before you read anything, you've got to read the book on yourself. And if you don't have the book on yourself, you've got to start the book. You got to start the letter of the word, of the sentence, of the paragraph, of the page, of the chapter, of the book. And that should be book one, and then start over and write many books. So most of you guys, will never get it because you are trying to read somebody else's thoughts, which isn't a bad thing, but it becomes bad when that's the only thing. So the one thing I would say for you to do, young man, is to create your book. And that's what men should get you guys to see and think about, is to cultivate your world, your life, your way. And that's what's going on today. There is a there's a battle going on today where people don't want any of you guys to grow. They don't want you guys to think, and they don't want you guys to have the freedom that we're trying to give you guys to see for yourselves and everything like that. Well, waiting on Angry Man to come in. Next question is asking this. He's saying, what are some ways of staying in control of your thoughts on a daily basis? See, KP, the thing is that you're already in control of your thoughts. It's just that you choose not to be in control when it comes to a woman because you are placing her above yourself. You are worshiping her above your needs. You are putting her first before you put yourself first. So you cannot have your thoughts line up with anything. Your thoughts line up with you all day. As again, when you pick up a remote control, when you open the door, you turn on a light switch. So your thoughts are with you. But I think what you're trying to say is not the thought of you grabbing your car keys. It's your thought when you see someone that you're interested in. And what you guys do not understand is as soon as you see someone you're interested in and there is a need and a thirst to want to get between their legs, you have just entered her into your mind. Thus, you have already failed. You are already failing, and that's why you can't have your thoughts line up with your behaviors, because there's something blocking you between those things. FPF asked the question while waiting on Angry Man to come back. While he's saying, he says, on creating your world is a gigantic thing. Where's the best thing is starting? Creating where to finish, just like a building. Well, if you want to build anything, the first thing you got to do is hire the construction worker in your mind. And you must come up with a blueprint of all the land, the vast land that you have in your mind. It's nothing but trees and forests. This is a vast, vast land. You've got to figure out what area you want to cut it down and where do you want to build and what is it going to represent and how am I going to cultivate it? So you can do it. It's just so it's such an easy thing to do. It's just hard that it realizes that, oh, my gosh, it's this easy. And that's the thing. Yeah, exactly. Someone said, yeah, and it was something we talked about on yesterday's show. I gave everybody assignment to go watch the movie The Village. And if you got a chance to watch The Village, you will understand that that movie is what's going on in your mind. The elders held the villagers back. The forest was the comfort zone, and outside the forest was your freedom. And for some of you guys out there, the reason why you can't create is because you're listening to somebody telling you you're not allowed to create in your mind. You've got to do everything the way of the woman. You got to move how women want you to move and all that other stuff. So that's what you got to feel and do. Next one is, how do you deal with haters that talk about you when you look good or regular? See, Coda, here's the thing that's a problem. Women, okay, this is a feminine, the question is, I like the question, but it's a feminine question. Women worry about women since elementary school because they're feminine. They worry about drama. They worry about gossip. Men don't worry about that stuff because I am not defined by what somebody thinks of me. Or I don't have even enough time to even make it my business to think what people think about me. Whether they love me, hate me, or indifferent, it's none of my business. I appreciate the love, but I also appreciate the hate because that means I'm doing something right. But regardless of the love and regardless of the hate, at the end of the day, I'm like, fuck your feeling. I don't care. I don't know. I think more about excuse fairy crunch than I think about somebody else's thoughts. So I don't think about that. Okay. I don't know. I appreciate the question, but I don't know. I can't even answer that because that's not even a thought in my head with somebody else's things. Cause I really don't care what people think. I don't. Only thing I care about is what I think and what I need to do. And when you start thinking that way, everything is going to change, but you can't think that way when everything you say out of your mouth has to do with the woman. It just doesn't work. Yeah, you will never grow to the potential that you have when a woman is in everything that you talk about or think about. And I'm not saying it's not bad to talk about or think about a woman, but when you are thinking and talk about something that you're putting above your own needs, that becomes a problem and that becomes an issue. And that's why you have to build. And that's why I would say, if you get a chance, Kay, to ask the question, watch The Village. Is M. Night Shyamalan's The Village? Watch The Village. And if you watch that, you will see how your life is right now. Is right now my thoughts a good way to start the book of me? Absolutely, because every thought that you have is about you. You must write that, but it's not, that is just the beginning. It's not the end. See, writing a thought on a piece of paper is just like daydreaming or fantasizing. If you write a thought, it is a thought. But until you learn how to believe that thought is not going to be, it's just going to be words on a piece of paper. Then once you write that thought, then you must be able to sell that thought to yourself. Once you sell that thought to yourself, then you've got to figure out how to get to that thought. What are the step plans? So it's a lot of things. All right, my dog is back in. Angry Man, you big there, big dog?
Can you hear me?
All right, you good.
Hold on, I can't hear you.
Okay, oh, now we can hear him. He sounds good, yeah. He can't hear me.
Hello, give me 1 second. Yeah. Let me get it right.
Yes, so. Hey, guys, please. Yes. So, guys, if you have a question, go ahead and call in or ask the questions. We got you covered. But Anger Man sounding crisp now. He can't hear me now.
Know
he
what
can't
it is.
Okay.
Give me 1 second,
yeah, take
bro.
Your time. Take your
I know
time.
Exactly
it's
what it is.
It's cool.
I had to do an update.
Okay, it's cool. It's cool. Yeah. So, but what I was saying to y'all guys until Anger Man comes in is that the reason why I love M. Night Shyamalan's The Village, okay, The Village was the thing that really breaks down the mind and how most of you think. And just like the caller, 973, if you're listening, it's the same thing with The Village.
All right.
So I was telling, have you ever seen the movie The Village with M. Night Shyamalan, Anger Man?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Okay. Then you know where I'm about to go with this. So let me say, so The Village in this analogy is, okay, the world are the adults, the people that created the village. The villagers mm-hmm. are the people that have you, so that it's the normal people. And the forest is your comfort zone. So what these guys did was, and what the world is doing, and they're doing this to you right now, even in modern day time, they're telling you their thoughts and their rules because they didn't like society the way they like it. They selfishly went to a middle of nowhere and created a systematic 1700s or something, not 1970, yeah. Like the 1700s, whatever, like just no light, no electricity, nothing, but then use the fear of comfort zone. You cannot go out past the woods because if you go out past the woods, there's some creatures in there, and we made agreements with the creatures to leave everybody alone. But then what they do to reinforce the creatures, they had the bell. You know what I mean? They live for the bell. And then every time they ring the bell, scares them. But wait, let me say something. Hold on, wait, real quick before I get to, hold on, listen. Hey, Tony. I don't give a fuck what you live for. It's none of my business what you live for. If you want to live for God, bitch, live for God. I don't give a fuck what you live for. But don't ask me because I'm not your fucking pastor and I'm not your daddy. So don't ask me what the fuck I think. I'm sorry, Angry Man. I'm sorry about it. So, Angry Man, what are your thoughts on The Village? I'm sorry, sir.
That's interesting because you could actually take that analogy a step further.
Talk to me. Go for it. Go, bro. Take it.
So if you look at what goes on the internet right now,
mm-hmm.
you have the same thing, just like you were talking about. The people who founded The Village, they hated the way the world was. So they found somewhere to hide. They found them a space to hide.
Yes.
And what they did, they said, okay, well, we got our space to hide. We can reform the world the way we want it. Mm-hmm. But people are going to be inquisitive. They're going to ask questions. They're going to want to explore. Mm. So we got to figure out a way to keep them from exploring and keep them within the confines of our thought process. But that's when they created the monsters. But guess what? The monsters wore a forbidden color. What was that color?
Red. Steve? It was red.
It was red.
Red.
Right? It was red, right?
Yes.
So if you remember, red. They yes. One of the kids had the color. And it was like, no, that's the forbidden color. And they took it and they buried it in the ground.
Yes,
you feel me?
Yes.
Yeah, so you got something similar going on now where you have all of these guys that have really created this sort of cult surrounding red, surrounding, you know, the concept of red pill and all of that. So it's really the same thing. It's trying to get everybody to think in the same exact process instead of being free thinkers.
Right, but if you look at it, I made a thing yesterday, Angry Man, it's through fear. If you think about it, the elders were the mind, or what you were just talking about, the people who pushed that bullshit, right? And then the innocent people were the you, and then the forest was the comfort zone, but outside the forest was what? The freedom. But you know what was so cool about that movie, Angry Man, because I love this, is that the only one that made it out was the one that was blind, because her perception was not reality. So she, unlike everybody else, could not see what everybody else saw. She said that guy, whatever, I think her boyfriend or somebody got stabbed. Something happened, somebody got stabbed, and she had to go save him. So she had to make a choice. Do I just let him die, or do I go against the elders? And I go into the fort, listen, blind. They can't see a thing. Blind in the forest to save this person. But see, this is why we always tell them, see, just because people tell you that Angry Man and guys like me are bad, and they want you to listen and use fear tactics. Remember, the forest, listen, guys, the forest is the comfort zone, but what was in the forest is the fear tactic. See, they created monsters, or they created fear to keep these people locked into their mind. It's a beautiful thing, Angry Man. You got it. Then 201, we'll go after you after Angry Man says what he says. But Angry Man, what say you on that?
There was also one other person in that village that pretty much didn't fall for it. It was the boy that was kind of slow.
The slow one, right.
But if you remember, he went and took one of the costumes.
Yes.
And then he was out there terrorizing. Like, so it's funny because it's the ones that weren't subjective. Like, they couldn't be tricked by it because he didn't think the way everybody else thought.
Yes.
And the blind girl, it was more difficult to trick her by it because she was blind. She couldn't see. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that was an awesome movie. A lot of people don't get that movie credit.
Yeah, they don't see the beauty and depth. But we'll continue after we grab this call. Eric Code 201, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
How you doing, sir? Yeah, I just wanted to say thank you for all that you do, and I just want to encourage you, brothers. We got to get our ass to work, man. Black man, we used to have some of the best work ethic in the history of this country, and now I just feel like we're just so lazy. If it's not between a woman's legs or a basketball, we don't want to break a sweat.
Yeah, but okay. So you have a question?
Oh yeah. How can a young man? I guess what's the quickest way to six figures? You know.
Then you've already failed, my friend. Why did you fail?
Come again?
I'm talking to you. Why did you fail with your question?
Why did I fail?
Yes.
I mean, I didn't fail, but I mean, right now.
I'm telling you, I listen to what you say, and I'm telling you, you failed. And if you can't see it, I'll educate you and tell you. But you failed by the question that you asked.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
And the question that you asked is, what is the quickest way?
Yeah.
That's the fail.
Gotcha.
We don't talk in quickest ways because we are the way. Which means the way takes time. But Angry Man, what say you, brother?
Yeah, a better question would have been, what's the best way? What is the best way to reach a certain financial goal? And to answer that question, the best way is to provide value. If you can provide value, in other words, if you can figure out a problem that a lot of people have and come up with a solution for it, where you're providing value, you won't have to worry about how much money you're going to make, because before you know it, you'll pass the amount that you thought you wanted to make. So it's about being able to provide value for the rest of the world. Somebody told me recently, might even be watching this show, he said the moment he started doing the type of work that actually helps other people, he said he never had any problem making any money out of it. So you can take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
But one thing's for certain, it's not going to be quick and it's not going to be easy. That's the other thing.
Okay, caller?
Yes, sir. For all you do,
respect. All right. Yeah, so if you think about it, Angry Man. Oh, wait, I'm getting a reverb.
Are you?
Yeah, just a little bit. Wait. Let me see. No, it's on me. Don't worry. I know what's the problem.
It's you?
It's me. I know what the problem. Wait, check. It's better now. My bad. Wait. Is
okay,
it? Check,
cool.
check. Okay. So, Angry Man, the problem is, even with the caller, I don't know why it's doing that. Wait, let me see. Make sure that's muted. Okay, check. Yeah, I'm still hearing it for some reason. I don't know. But anyway, wait, let me see. It's like double talking now. You don't hear it anymore?
No, I can't hear it.
Okay. Well, if you can't hear it, it's cool. We're just going to load this shit down. So the thing is that everybody wants to find the quick answers. But if we take the movie The Village, how can one find something quick when they are indoctrinated to the love? Remember, it's love and trust that held them back, because they love the elders, because, you know, those are parents or whatever. So it's their parents saying that don't go into the woods. The woods are bad. You know, I don't want you to die. I don't want that creature to harm you or hurt you. And the fact that they believed their parents, that was some selfish shit. That was selfish shit that you could do to your kids. Because if you didn't like the world, you stay in the world. But as your kids got older, you could say, look, this is not real. You can leave. I will stay here because that's my mindset. But what they did was, and what the world does, is it always wants to indoctrinate its thoughts on motherfuckers to say, follow my rule and shit, instead of creating your own rule, man. What say you, brother?
Yeah. I mean, they could have. If all of those people, those doctors and all of those different people, if they found the world to be that egregious, they could have created their own gated community, but still told their children the truth about the, in fact, they could have even educated them about the outside world and just told them that, you know, once you become an adult, if you want to go, you can go,
right.
But we've already warned you and told you what it is and, you know. But what they were doing was, it was extremely selfish. And we see that going on here as well, where, you know, I get what a lot of the guys are saying about certain situations, but to me, I feel like it's really selfish for some of the older guys to sort of force this. You know how people have a jaded mindset? It's like, why are you forcing that on younger, impressionable people? You know, give them the knowledge, but let them make their own choice, you know?
No, absolutely. Check. Yeah, for some reason, I'm getting it. Maybe I got to.
Yeah, they said they hear the echo.
They can hear the echo, but let me jump out real quick and jump back in. Hold on. You keep talking to me. I'll be right back. All right, let me see this. Check. Mike. Check. Mike. Check. Mike, check 1, 2.
You know you're still up here, right?
See, what the fuck? Oh, I'm here. I'm over here talking and sometimes I figure this bullshit out. Fuck that. This is what happens in the back end. I didn't. Oh, you know what? I'm still talking because I'm on the other. Watch this. Poof, motherfucker. Poof. I'll be right back. God damn it. Check. Mic check 1, 2. Mic check 1, 2. Check mic 1, 2. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Mic check 1, 2, 3. Check. Mic check 1. Check mic 1, 2. Mic check. Check.
chick. Check mic 1-2. Mic check.
Back in the day, you know, in some, you know, sort of quasi Amish village or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? You got it?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm like, motherfucker, check. Goddamn. I'll be like, Angerman, like, check, Mike, check. You know, so, yeah, so no, but yeah. So no, go ahead, Angerman. Finish telling about what you were saying. You got it, brother.
No, I was saying that the really jacked up part, like when I watched that particular movie, was once I realized at the end that they were in modern times, I was like, oh, that's messed up, because you had people that were sick and people that damn near died, and they could have easily fixed that issue, you know, because of modern technology. And it's the same thing going on here. And I would have never thought about that, Steve, either, that particular movie, but the same thing is going on here.
Today.
Yeah, today. Same thing is going on today, because you have people that are trying to indoctrinate other people into thinking a certain way in order to push a narrative because it fits what they want.
Yes. So
it's like, if I'm the type of individual, I can't have this, I can't have that, I can't do this, I can't do that because of my own limitations, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create an environment where all of my failings are virtues. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
And so then, instead of it being about me not being able to step my game up, instead I'm making myself sort of like a deity, because,
right,
you know, if you're a loser and you excel at losing, I mean, the greatest trick is to convince the world that you're really winning.
Yes. And that's what the and guys, let me show y'all what they were doing. I'll post what they have here, but this is the this is what they would dress up. So this was the fear. This was not the this is not the comfort zone. This was the fear. So what they would do to reinforce the fear is every once in a while they would ring the bell, and when they ring the bell, everybody hide, because the evil guys are going to come and walk around the village. So hide. So then that reinforces, oh my God, there's no way I'm going out of the outside of the force, and I trust the elders. But this is what we're trying to tell you guys out there. Even today, like Angerman said, the amazing thing about this, this was what, 2007 or something? This is before, I didn't even think before there was even a thought of a pill or all this stuff. This was before that. So remember, guys, we're showing you deep thing. And yeah, Angerman looked at it. See, Angerman's looking at that shit up right now. IDMB, baby. So Angerman's looking that up. But what we're saying to you guys is this. See, you don't realize what people are doing by holding you back from your potential, by using fear tactics to keep you in your comfort zone where it's safe. Like I was always saying, like the third pig. The third pig didn't hide from the wolf. He became a prisoner of his own tomb. So what we're saying to you guys is once you learn game, you can go into the forest and realize that the forest was just a made-up lie, and then there's something better on the other end, Angerman. What say you?
Man, that movie actually was 2004.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, I was wrong. Wow, 2004.
Yeah. Way back there. But, yeah, like, but I see it now, like right now, because of the power of the internet, you have whole groups of guys that are becoming indoctrinated. Like I'll be on, you know, I'll be looking at a.
Check. What was it? Repeat it.
You'll see the guy, you can see the influence. You'll see the guys talking in the chat room and you'd be like, what the hell? You'd be like, why do you even believe that? Like, it's because of the influence that people are having, you know, and not in a good way either. You know, it's not that guys, what I'm noticing is most people are not trying to free people's minds. They're trying to enslave them.
Enslave them, yeah, because that's power. Because the enslaved mind means that they're worshiping the top guy. And a lot of people love to be worshipped, right? They love to worship of everybody where people look to them and bow as a deity, like you were saying before. And then they will look to us that we're trying to free them as the enemy, because we're trying to tell you there's no wild boar in the forest. You can go beyond the forest. And once you get outside the forest, the only reason you're going to be pissed is you'll realize the people that you love the most have lied to you. And that's what some of the people cannot accept. Your parents, you sometimes you love them the most, and they will lie to you as well, Angry Man. What say you?
And see, this is my point right here. Look at what George McFly said. You see it?
Wait, George McFly. I thought it was a joke. He's joking. Yeah, he's joking. He's joking. He's joking.
He's trolling.
Yeah, he's joking. He doesn't mean that. He's joking because. But
see, the thing is, like, there are statements that will happen like that, and you'd be like, okay, where is that coming from, right? Like, where is that coming from? And it's one thing to be aware of behavior.
Yes.
But it's another thing to be cemented in a position.
Yes.
Like, that is still a subjective concept. You know what I'm saying? So, like, prime example is a lot of guys get screwed over in marriages. And it's like, okay, yeah, they do. A lot of guys get screwed over in marriages. But there are also guys that don't. And there are so many different factors that play into whether you do or don't. It's kind of hard to just say, well, the reason guys get screwed over in marriage is because marriage sucks. Like, that's a really simple answer for a really complicated problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of like if your car breaks down and then you say, well, the reason why the car won't start is because cars suck. We should stop driving cars. You know, and it's like, no, you have to diagnose and figure out what system, because a car is just a series of systems that work in conjunction with each other. So, you have to figure out where the bad connection is or where the problem is that's causing the cascading failures in the system. So you have to figure out what's wrong, and then you can actually fix it, and then the shit works properly. But see, the crazy thing is I don't understand why, when it comes to all of the things that we do as men, you know, engineering, machinery, we understand this concept with everything. We understand this concept with business, everything. It isn't until we start talking about women and romance and relationships that all of a sudden we start acting like fucking cavemen. We don't understand shit after that, you know?
Well, I agree with George McFly. And the reason why I agree with George McFly is because in his village, not mine, but I'm just talking about his village, he has no game. He has no mouthpiece. He's terrible with women, and he's bad in bed. So in his village, he's going to get treated like a bitch. So in his village, he's absolutely right. But your village is not my village or Angry Man's village. So, again, there's no reason to argue with you. You just agree. You're absolutely right because you are stuck in your village. So you're fine. And you don't believe that you can leave that part of the village. So all you're doing is using excuses to stay exactly where you're at in your village. So that's why I'm saying, your man, I agree with him. He's absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing, because he made another statement. He said the only men that women love are their sons. Well, here's the problem with that, George McFly. Why are you looking for love from a woman? Why aren't you looking for respect?
No.
Like, I would rather have respect than love any day. You know what's funny, George McFly? What's hilarious, George McFly, is all that tells us is that you are a man who is on a never-ending mission to seek validation from a woman. You cannot live your life unless you know that you have the love of a mother. That's why you said that. That's why you said that. That's why you said the only men that women love are their sons. See, that's projection. What you're doing psychologically is, without saying it, you're saying that you want a woman to love you the way your mother loved you.
Mm-hmm.
which probably is never going to happen, you know. And here's the crazy thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I woke up today worrying about, Steve?
What's that, my brother?
Aerating my yard. I didn't wake up wondering if my woman loved me or if my mother loved me or, you know, even if my kids loved me. I woke up thinking to myself, yeah, I really need to aerate that other side of the yard so I can really get that grass thick. You know, I didn't give a shit. Like, and I don't give a shit. Like, this is what's amazing to me. These men of today, y'all are some soft-ass powder puff punk running around looking for mommy to pat you on your head and give you a snow cone. Like, come on, man. There's a reason why back in the day at 12 years old, they would snatch the children, the boys from their mothers and put them in a world of men. Like, come on.
Yeah. He doesn't know what love is. And he thinks because mommy told him what love was to her, he's looking for that. And that's the problem. But again, in his village, I guess there is, you know, her tucking you in and giving you warm milk and reading you bedtime stories, George. I love your village. You just better hope I don't know your village is next to mine, because I will conquer that motherfucker and take over and grab all the bitches in that motherfucker. So you better hope your village is far away from a man village, because if they get word of your village, they're gonna take everything you got, and there ain't shit you can do but say, there it is. Come through there
and beat up all of you damn 55 girly men and fuck your women in front of you. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, Steve. These dudes, here's the funny thing about this. The funny thing about this, and I've said it on live streams before, this is not my final form. Like, I'm not even giving you guys the rawest masculinity that I have in me, because I know you can't handle it. Two, I know that you two can't handle it.
Yes.
Like, if I was to sit up here and say some of the masculine shit that comes to my mind, a lot of you guys would be horrified. You'd be like, why does he think that? Like, seriously. You'd be horrified.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they would understand now and get why the women want you, why you have a great marriage or great woman, excuse me, why you have great kids, why you have, why your life is so great that you're thinking about your lawn. You walk out. Hey, speaking of lawn real quick, have you seen the new kind of lawn thing that has this mechanical thing that use your phone that sprays the lawn? If not, I'll send it to you. I think it's called. I mean, again, that's that's what made me thinking about our lawn. I know you love your lawn, so I'm gonna send you something. I think it's called OVTO or something. I forgot what it's called, but it's a mechanical sprayer that you use your phone and you can detect and tell it where you want to spray on your lawn. I'm gonna show you that shit. So yeah, but guess what? That's what we think about. We ain't thinking about anything else. You see what I'm saying?
Like yesterday, he said, "Where's your girl?" Okay, I know you're not. I know you're definitely new to this channel, but here's my thing. Like the other day, I was on a panel, and I was going back and forth with a couple of women about the concept of manhood, like the reason why men are, you know, should be celebrated the way we should. And I was talking about how if a man and woman are in bed together at night, and then all of a sudden they hear a noise downstairs, I said, the dude is not going to expect you to go down there and save him. You're going to expect him to go down there and save you. And the lady asked me, she was like, well, my husband taught me how to shoot a gun and this, that, and third. And one other guy was like, yeah, I taught my wife how to shoot a gun. I said, bro, let me tell you something. If you dudes are sitting around here waiting for your wife to have your back in a situation like that, you know, if you're depending on her to watch your six, you feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
in my opinion, you're already messed up in the game. You know, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't teach your wife to defend herself or whatever, but that shouldn't be the main plan. You feel what I'm saying? And she said to me, she was like, well, I don't know what type of man you are, angry man. I don't know if you're going to. I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go downstairs with my axe. And whoever's down there, I don't give a damn if it's Jason Voorhees. He's going to get the business. And look, the funniest thing about that, Steve, is when I said that, some of the guys was like, an axe? Yes, an axe, a medieval double-edged battle axe, bro. Like, what the? It's amazing to me because it's like they think something like that is ridiculous. Let me ask all of the guys in here. If you were a cat burglar and you broke into somebody's house and the dude came downstairs in his boxers and a wife beater dragging a battle axe, how fast would you get the hell out of his house, bro? Like, seriously, a battle axe? Like, bro.
Yeah. Now, hey, type this up, Angry Man, otolawn.com, otolawn.com. It's going to change your life, dog, because I know you love your lawn. otolawn.com. Type that up and look at it. It's going to change your life, dog, and you're welcome. You're welcome. I just wanted to say, you'll see that what you can, the power that you're going to have with your lawn. Look at Angry Man lean. Is he lean? He did that lean. Hey guys, y'all see Angry Man leaned in with his cigar. I told you, dog. Hey, welcome to the future, brother. And you can use it through your phone, brother. Change the game.
Holy crap.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yeah. Look at that.
You know what? Here's the thing. This is what's crazy, Steve. So here there wasn't an irrigation system, but they have like this sprinkler system that you buy. It's like the individual sprinklers.
Yes.
And you dig a hole in the ground and you put them in the ground and you hook a hose to it.
Yes.
And you can use it from your phone. But the problem is once you put it in the ground, you don't really have that much mobility. So this actually solves the other problem that I had. So I definitely appreciate it, bro.
But see, this is what game does. See, this is how it works, man. Shit. I saw something and you just, men pass on information. That's the beauty of game. Yeah, I guess he brought the lawn because I saw it a while back. I was like, damn, because I was like, whoa, this is pretty motherfucking genius. I like this shit. Who learned how to read and write this shit? But yeah, Angry Man, look at it. Look at Angry Man. Yeah, no, right. Like, whoa. I told you.
Awesome. Yeah. See, that's the other thing, man. Like, when dudes get up here and they talk about, well, how do I find masculinity or what is masculinity? Look, let me tell you something. When I was a kid, right, if my father took me to the toy store,
yes,
I got fascinated.
Yeah.
I was looking around at the toy store. This is how you know if you're a man's man or not, right? You didn't understand it when you were a kid, but you should understand it when you're grown, right?
Yes.
Whenever my father took me to the toy store, I was fascinated. But whenever my father or my uncles took me with them to Lowe's or Home Depot,
yes,
I wasn't fascinated, but they were.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand it when I was a kid, but now, when I go to freaking Lowe's or Home Depot,
whoa, yes.
Wait a minute, is that an automatic hole digger? Like, bruh, like if you don't get fascinated when you see the technological advancements that men have created to make certain work easier, you're not a guy. Like,
Yeah, well, that's a game changer what you're looking at right now, because when's the last time you saw something you could control a lawn with your remote that easily and tell it where you wanted to shoot on your lawn?
Yeah.
But see,
next level.
Right,
next level shit right there.
It's next level shit, but that's what we try to tell you guys is that men are supposed to pass information along to help the next man. And this is a case in point. This is information to help my dog out to see that there's another way. If he chooses to do it, now he has options. That's what men do. But if I was the other guys on the other side of the street, I'd be like, Angry Man, you can't do it because, you know, the lawn doesn't like you, and because of the nature of the lawn doesn't feel good. You know, it just can't work, Angry Man. There's no way you can just take something and put it in your grass. Why would that work? It will not work. I mean, look at the sun. It's so hot outside. Your grass will go down. You know, that's how they think, man.
Real. It's crazy, man.
Yeah, but
it's
this
crazy.
Is, but yeah, but it goes back again. If y'all are new, if y'all haven't, again, I told everyone, and do it today. Watch The Village, because the beautiful thing about The Village is it's happening right now. Something that happened, dang, Angry Man helped me out. I thought it was 7, but 2000 is happening right now today, and people are missing the point, Angry Man. They don't even see it, my brother.
They don't. They don't see it. It's mass indoctrination, and it's working. It's actually working. Like I haven't seen this many dudes making excuses.
Mm-hmm.
In forever. I've never seen it. It's the first time I've ever seen it in my life, you know, because when I was coming up, you got chewed out for making excuses.
Man, chewed out, boy. Dude, you couldn't even pick to play dodgeball or kickball if you made an excuse. They would have messed with you, but there should never be an excuse to go outside your village and realize there's more beyond the force of your thought. And it is a scary thing for a lot of people. And a lot of people feel that, you know what, I can't do it. You can't do it because you choose not to do it, because you believe it can't be done.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're terrified of going outside of that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you right now, I know people that are scared of going outside of their comfort zone. And I can honestly say it has hindered their growth in numerous ways. It's hindered their financial growth.
Yeah.
It's hindered their mental development. It's hindered their perspective on the world. They're trapped. Like, see, the messed up thing is that village that they were in,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't just a comfort zone. It was a prison.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, it was a prison, and a lot of people create prisons for themselves because they get comfortable. They're no different than the guys that get institutionalized. They come out, and they want to go right back to prison so they can go right back to that little comfortable cell.
Yeah, that's why I call them the prison and the warden. They're free enough to leave the cage, but they're allowed to walk around the prison yard to think they're free. But they're never free, and they fight freedom. Oh, God, I'm reverbing again. What the fuck is going on? But they fighting freedom. Let me jump the fuck out and do it the right way. Shit. Fuck. Fuck. Check. Check. Check mic one. Check. Where am I getting this reverb from? Check. Mic check 1-2. Check mic 1-2. Check, check, check. Mic check. Mic. 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 Check. 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 Check, 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 Mike. Mike, check one, check, Mike. Mike, check 1-2. Mike, check 1-2. Doesn't want to play fair, fun, shit.
They're afraid of failures. They're afraid of what's going to happen if I do this. What's going to happen if I do that? So what they're doing is they're creating a box that they can exist in where they don't have to worry about failing. And it's like, if you do that, you're never going to be able to develop. There are certain skills you're never going to acquire, because those skills usually come from falling and bumping your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of people, the worst part about Angry Man is a lot of people love bumping their head. And they enjoy it, and they keep doing it because they say, this is all I can do is bump my head, because somebody told me that's all I'm worth is bumping my head and knocking my ass over.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, the lines are open if y'all want to call in. The lines, the number is, oh, I didn't put the number up. We said they were talking about the village and everything. Let me put the number up, gentlemen, so y'all guys can call in if you like to call in. The number is 563-999-3056 if you want to call in. If you got a question, put a Q in there, and we will answer any of your questions that y'all have and stuff like that. So, but, you know, this is people just don't want to – people don't want to grow that way. You know what I mean? They don't want to – they don't want to take the responsibility. But what's so beautiful about – what I love the most about that girl in the village – again, how many can be blinded by the perception of somebody else's reality to realize that you can actually go into that forest? And it was so crazy how she walked in that forest, because she was walking in there, and that, you would think that that boar would smash her ass up. But remember, it was that guy and stuff. But, you know, it was just amazing how she got out of the forest and then started herding. The noise scared her. Think about that, guys. See, the village was peaceful, quiet, serene. But as soon as she got outside that last part of the forest, it was startling to hear the noises of cars and honking and driving and all other stuff. So that kind of messed her perception up on an internal. What say you on that, Angry Man?
Yeah, she was terrified. But it was funny to me because when I was watching it, I was amazed at how brave she was to even attempt it, being blind. You know what I'm saying? So you in that example, you have a chick that's blind, and you guys have all of your, you know, faculty. You have all of your, you have everything. You have your sight, you got your hearing, you got ability, and you're still scared. You're still limiting yourself.
Yeah.
That's what annoys me more than any.
Yeah, it annoys you. It's kind of like that McFly guy. It's like, it annoys you, but you just like, it's just, the world, everybody can't be a man, you know what I mean, Angry Man? Just because, I always say, just because you catch a football on, just because you can catch a football doesn't mean you get to play on Sunday, you know what I mean? So, you know, the world is not built for everybody to be men because the economy itself will crash, you know what I mean? So, they unfortunately, the world needs soft people that wants to stay, quote unquote, in their village. And want to say, poor me, let me buy some pills to get over my whatever, or let me take something to get over it. And it's just sad that people don't believe in themselves, man.
Yeah. But then the annoying thing about it is that'll be the case, but then they'll turn around and say, well, I should have this type of woman.
Mm. Yes.
Like, no, you shouldn't. I should make this kind of money. No, you shouldn't. That's the other part of history that they don't realize. Like, if you weren't a certain type of man, you didn't get women. Like, that's not something that's new. That's something that has been around for a very long time.
Since forever?
Yeah. Like, if you didn't get shit, like, look, they didn't just make eunuchs just to be doing it back in the day. Sometimes dudes were made eunuchs because they couldn't get no damn women.
Fuck yeah. 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 Goes back to because there's a law of nature. I mean, think about the laws of nature. It's the same thing. You can't really go out there and expect you being soft to be able to breed with any woman if you were in an animal. That ain't happening. You just got to get the crumbs and scraps when he's done doing what he does. And you might not even get anything then. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, here's the crazy thing. It's just like if there's a guy, like, let's say, like, Robert Kiyosaki, who's a multimillionaire, right? And,
yes.
And he's constantly trying to help other guys, you know, other people to understand what he understands so that they can be successful like him. And it's crazy because you have people that's giving pushback that's like, oh, well, that won't work and this won't work. And it's just like here when you try to help guys with masculinity, you try to help them with how they can cultivate whatever, to do whatever, to get women, to make money, to be successful, whatever. And it's like they give you all this pushback and they come at you and say, oh, that ain't going to work, this ain't going to work. And I'd be sitting there thinking to myself, so would you rather, instead of me trying to help you, would you rather I just sit back and enjoy what I already know how to do and gloat about it?
Yeah.
Then you'd be mad about that.
Yeah, it's amazing the level of thinking where this is where it's kind of weird right here, Anger Man, because should we get mad? Cause we don't get mad because we don't give a fuck, but is it the person saying the stupid shit, or is it the people listening to the stupid shit? That's what you see what I'm saying? Because everybody's got the right to say what they want to say, but to believe that you are worthless, to believe that you, so would it be the naive, gullible, and disillusioned person, or is it the person, I guess it's like a chicken or the egg question, because it's just weird that people can get on their soapbox and say what they want to say. I mean, we used to call them the motherfucking fools on the corner, at the corner, standing up on a soapbox with a bag and a bottle, and they just just talking all that shit, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying that it's weird that, what is it? I mean, what do you think? Because it's like people actually believe the people saying that they can't be more than what they are. It's just, I don't understand.
It's people that are they're looking for a reason. They're not looking for a reason. What they're looking for is they're looking for people to co-sign their mediocrity.
Yes.
So it's like, I know I'm losing. I know I need to step my game up. I know I need to do this or I need to do that. But what's easier? What's easier is to find another group of losers.
Yes.
And we can all sit around and pretend like we're really winning. And tell the individuals, because look, here's the funny thing. And this is what's really weird and interesting about human nature. Humans will always operate based upon majority rule.
Yes.
So in the land of, you know, like what they'll do is they'll say, okay, well, if you're a smart guy, if you're one smart guy, like let's say that you're one smart guy that knows 2 + 2 = 4,
mm-hmm.
right? But if you're in a village of morons that thinks 2 + 2 = 5, then unfortunately, based upon human nature, in that village, 2 + 2 = 5.
Yes.
So what's unfortunate is when we look at people who achieve, when we look at people who rise to the top, you know, the cream that rises to the top, that's always going to be a smaller number of people than the overall masses.
Right.
So what we're witnessing is when you have guys that come here that fall into that small category of guys that are winning, we're the guy in that village that knows 2 + 2 = 4, and the rest of the people are the people who think 2 + 2 = 5. And what's worse is there are guys in this space that are smart enough to say, well, if I continue to tell these guys that 2 + 2 = 5, even though I know it's not, they'll follow me.
Well, I was just about to say that, because the five is the follow. He knows it's the 4, but he, again, it goes back. We use the village as an analogy here, is that the elders knew that there was more out there, but they knew that they knew 2 + 2 = 4. They knew there was more out there, but they, like you said, they made 2 + 2 = 5 in the village and then reinforced it by fear tactics to make them actually think that 2 + 2 = 4. We got a call as well. Let's bring in this call. Echo 714, what's your question, sir? How can we help you?
Hey, Steve. Hi, Angry Man. Hey, just to chime in on what you guys are talking about. Here's the perfect analogy.
What is that you want, man?
Here's the perfect analogy. What's happening is... The Emperor's New Clothes. What do you think of that?
Hold on,
Isn't it the Emperor's New Clothes?
Hold on, man. Hold the fuck up. Hold on, let me turn this shit. Hold on, let me open this shit up. Oh, God. All right, go ahead, man. What were you about to say, man?
Okay. Instead of 2 + 2 = 5, I think what's happening now, guys, is the perfect analogy is the emperor's new clothes. Think about it. Remember the emperor's new clothes, that old fairy tale, the emperor's new clothes, how everybody thought the emperor had a nice new suit on, but he was walking around naked, and it took the one little boy to call him out. Isn't that kind of what's happening now, like a mass psychosis, a mass hypnosis? What do you think of that, Angry Man?
That's exactly what's happening.
Finally,
that's exactly what's happening.
Yes, yes, yes.
Exactly what's happening. Everybody's got a bunch of little emperors running around here pretending that they got on the best clothes, but they convinced the world that they're not ass naked. And it's guys like us that are like, hey, man, dude, you naked. You ain't got nothing on. You know, so, yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same exact thing.
Good call, brother. We appreciate it, 714. Finally, good call, man. I will bring you back in. Good job, man. All right, let's bring in 727. 727, what's your question? So what's up?
Yo, what's up, AM? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
What's up?
Doing well, man. I was checking out what y'all was saying, man, and I was coming in sort of not quite, got a quite full understanding, but you say creating a prison in your own mind.
Yeah.
And I do see that, like with the people who continue to wear the mask.
Yes.
You know, I see people sitting alone in their cars by themselves, riding down the street by themselves with masks on, man. And it's like they're stuck, you know. This situation has messed up a lot of people, man, I say for the next 10, 15, 20 years, man. And that's one of the aspects I see.
Here's the thing. What that situation did, and I'm not going to go into too much detail. You know how YouTube is. But what that situation did is it proved beyond a reason of a doubt how many people are not free thinkers. That's what it proved. It proved that the vast majority of people are sheep.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yes, sir.
You're not supposed to. See, the reason why they let free thinkers free, a few of us out to be free, because we don't have an impact on the bottom line. And once we start impacting the bottom line, we'll end up on milk cartons type shit. You know what I mean? But we're not affecting anything. Because people are not going to believe us because they think we just saying just rhetoric. You know, it's like, what do you mean be free? I mean, I could be free. There ain't no way I could be free because it's this bird's fault, the tree's fault, the cloud's fault, Angry Man's fault. It's his cigar's fault. So they're going to look at everything and blame everything, guy. Right?
Hey, so it's almost like the Wizard of Oz type thing, too. You know, when Toto went behind the curtain. Right on that.
Well, it's that, but see, the thing is, you're right, but the problem is man does not choose to pull the curtain back. They believe the curtain is actually a wizard. That's like Angry Man saying it's 2 + 2 = 5. And they believe that because they say if you don't believe anything less than it's 5, then you're going to lose this or this is going to happen to you. So it's a threatening indoctrination that's happening. Angry Man, what say you, brother?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, it's simply individuals that are capitalizing on the fact that people are looking for something to be a part of. They're looking for something to believe in. Like I said before, it goes back to the concept that most people don't know how to be their own leader. They don't know how to be the hero of their own story. Hero to follow.
Right, because when everything was going on a couple of years ago, you know, people were telling me, saying, hey, man, I'm taking off. No, man. You know, I work in big industry, man. I'm an electrician, industrial. So they don't stop. None of that stopped.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kept rolling. I watched people, you know, just ball up in fear, man. And I just kept rolling, man. But, guys, I'm not going to take up a lot of your time because my break is over. I got to head back in. But it's been enlightening, and I'll just continue to listen to the show, folks.
I respect you, man. Great call, brother. Very good call.
Hey, look, the brothers, to see brothers like that. Mm-hmm. See brothers like that. See a lot of these guys, these guys that like, a lot of these guys, these little kindergartners, right? they should be on their knees thanking guys like that.
Yeah.
Because guys like that is what makes our world continue to move the way it moves. Because just like you said, when all of that stuff happened, you know, he works in the industrial field. That ain't nothing stopping that because we got to have infrastructure. You know what I'm saying? We got to have
always.
You gotta have all of that stuff, man. And you know, a lot of these guys now, these newer, younger guys, man, they don't want to do that type of work. They want to sit around and, you know.
I get pedis and manicures and shit.
Yeah.
Mani pedis and stuff. They want their eyebrows plucked perfectly.
They get their eyebrows plucked, Gardy. I seen a video a while back. This is way before social media really got popular. Yeah. I seen a video, or it was on a song or something. One dude said, "I swear to God, if I see one more of you dudes with arched eyebrows, I'm going to start kicking ass."
Amen, Arch. Oh, thank you, man. I'm losing my appetite. Come on, dog. Arched eyebrows? Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Shout out to Peach. She says she's been promoted. Congratulations on your promotion, right? See that? Listen, and this is the sad thing, Angry Man. This is a woman listening and got good results. A woman. Sure. And this is good.
Is that her photo right there?
Yeah, that's her photo right there. Hey, look, hey, Angry Man kind of, Angry Man went to the left a little bit. He shifted a little bit, a right a little bit. He's trying to get you at all angles, Peach Girl. He's trying, hey, Angry Man, that's your dog. They watching Angry Man just like you did the lawn thing. You kind of went forward with the lawn, but with this, you kind of lean to the left, gangster left, gangster right. Yeah. Yeah, all right, real quick. Hey, Creech, I'm going to look straight ahead and say congratulations, girl.
Yeah.
Congratulations on that. That's very good. Congratulations, all right? So that's good, man. That's beautiful. And that's what learning is as far as game. Listen, we're trying to tell you, if you can just get out of your way, just get out of your way for one moment and step into the forest. It's not as bad as the forest is. It's not anything in there holding you back except you. And that's it, man. What say you, Angry Man?
Definitely. You got to learn how to get out of your own way. Got to learn how to get – and look, the crazy thing about it, the title, you know, I've said it a couple of times, especially with guys, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that because I feel like I'm wasting time. Well, you have to – decide, you know, just like Steve says, are you making time or are you wasting time? Are you spending time or are you wasting time? If what you're doing is worthwhile and it's actually contributing to whatever you're trying to do, you're not wasting time. Yeah. You know, even if you take an L, you're not wasting time. If you learn something from it, now if you keep taking the same L, then you're definitely wasting time.
Yeah, I always have, and this is my I always have, you know, when I coach these clients, you know, they get coaching, then they say, well, like today is Monday, they be like, well, Steve, I'm free Thursday or I'm free Friday, and I say you failed then. I said you really don't want to be a man. Wait, what do you mean? I know I want to learn. I'm just free. I said, motherfucker, wait. Let's look at your time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at, are you working 24 hours a day? No, I'm working 8. Okay, we do the subtraction. And then we break it all down so you are free. But see, you don't, there's no sense of, I guess that I'm saying, Angman, there's no sense of urgency with them like there are, like what it is with you and or men like us. Because I hate sleeping. Angman, the reason why I hate it is because I feel in my mind I'm wasting time sleeping. I know I'm supposed to sleep, and I know my body forces me to sleep, but I love to dream, but I just hate the fact that my mind is racing with so many thoughts that time does not permit me to do everything I want to do, and it's just on and on and on, but that's beautiful. But when you are wasting time,
there are no thoughts of doing anything forward, you know, going forward, Angry Man. There's just a staying still, being comfortable, camping out. What say you, my brother?
Yeah, like I'm the same way, man. I fight it off for as long as I can. And then I'll, you know, I kind of joke with everybody, you know, from time to time. I used to tell people, yeah, tomorrow I might not do a stream because I'm going to have to go into the angry sleep, you know, like the Odin sleep, right? Because
yeah,
I done used so much energy
that
I finally got to catch up on the sleep or whatever. But see, a lot of these guys, you know, when I think about the productivity of most of the guys today,
yes,
I get this picture in my head of David Putty from Seinfeld. About David Putty was just sitting there in the chair, you know, he's just sitting there staring at the
Putty,
staring, and then the phone rung, and he's like he was just sitting there, like just staring into the void, like,
into the void, right into the void.
With that Steven Seagal squinting as if the sun is in your eyes look on his face. Like, somebody will ask me from time to time, like if it's a person I know that's not productive, somebody be like, so what do you think so-and-so is doing? I'd be like sitting somewhere looking stupid in the face.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Dude, there's so much inside. But see, like you say, for me, it was never Seinfeld. It was Larry David. I'm a Curvy Enthusiasm, like top three.
Oh,
that's my Larry David is the quintessential, just perfectly asshole of assholes that just doesn't give a fuck.
Bro, the funniest scene that series, in my opinion, right? And by the way, I love the freaking relationship he has with J.B. Smooth.
Oh my god!
When the family left out,
the blacks left.
J.B. stayed, and it's like Larry needed J.B. there because J.B. be putting him on the game. Like J.B. be like, you might want to tighten up on that shit. But look, the funniest scene in that whole series to me is when they all got invited to go to that wedding.
Yeah.
And they put everybody up in suites, and the guy that was getting married obviously didn't like Larry. Right.
So
when they first got there and he was talking or whatever, and Larry was just looking at him, he was just standing there looking at him, he said, you know what this is? This is smarm. This is nothing but smarm, right? Like, that scene to me, I swear to God, I laugh so damn hard because you can't get nothing by Larry.
Can you?
Like, you can't get shit by him. Like, he be examining everything. Like, he be reading the whole room. Like, the moment you do the least little thing, he's like,
you know, yeah, I love Crazy Eye Killer. When he was messing with Crazy Eye Killer. Yeah, so, but yeah, I'm just saying that he, you know, like you say, his mind, and what I like about him, he just doesn't give a fuck. People hate him, but they are intrigued by him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Larry. Gives no fucks.
No fuck given.
No fucks. Nothing.
He does not fucking care. Like, oh my God! You're gonna make me rewatch that whole series. Man.
Yes, man. If there's anyone, I want to meet Larry David because I'm like, dude, can you be this cold in life, dog?
He had that freaking leak in his roof, right? And the roofer showed up, and the roofer was a real heavy set guy. And he's like, so yeah, I'm gonna go up on the roof. He's like, you're gonna go up there? He's like, yeah. Like, yo, he just does not care, bro.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. And he always gets in trouble, though. He always sets himself up for a downfall, man.
Mm-hmm.
He always sets himself up. Wait, let me see something. Wait, let me try if it's a mute. Let me try it. Let me try this. Check. Mike. Okay, so when I talk, I got to mute you then. That's where the reverb is coming at. Let me bring you back. Yeah, that's all. But no. So No, what I love about Larry and what we're trying to tell you guys about that is that the mindset of not giving a fuck gives you so much power over everything and everybody. And Angry Man, talk on that, brother. Talk on that, man.
Yeah, like once you get to that, see that right there, it's the state of mind you get to when you finally realize that other people's, like, this is something I realized, and I'm similar to Larry in the sense that I just don't give a shit. And there are a lot of people that, the only difference is on the show, a lot of people, they'll talk crazy to Larry, but in real life, people don't do that. They keep it to themselves, and they'll talk about you behind your back.
Right.
But what I realize is that it doesn't matter what you say or don't say. It doesn't matter if you're trying to be a people pleaser or you're a person that doesn't care, because people, they formulate their opinions of you, not really based on what you do, but based on their own internal prejudice.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't really matter what you do or what you say. Usually when somebody forms an opinion about you, whether it's positive or negative, they were going to form that opinion about you anyway. So you're wasting your time trying to be a people pleaser, because people are pricks. Some people are just better at hiding it. But people ain't shit. Like a lot of people don't realize that. People ain't shit. There are a lot of people out here, they can present a good face. They can make you think they're the greatest person in the world. If you were a fly on the wall when they think no one is around, you'd be amazed at some of the shit they'd say. Like, for real.
Exactly. Exactly. Oh, man. Wait, keep talking. I'll be right back. Let me hand out there. Keep talking. I'll be right back.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, so I've literally caught people. He didn't mute it then. He didn't mute the thing. He had to go into dad mode. Yo, I made that same mistake, bro. We had to go into dad mode and didn't mute it, and everybody hear me chewing the kids out. But no, seriously though, with people, like, I'm telling you, you'll be amazed at how people ain't shit, man. You'll be amazed. Like, I've literally caught people talking about me behind my back, literally. And it was people that I thought were the nicest, the greatest people in the world. And I'm telling you, that is a sobering experience. And that is a sobering experience when you literally, you know, and Larry, on his show, he's done that too. And I suspect that's part of the reason why he doesn't give a shit, because I've literally walked up on somebody talking about me. And you know how you walk up and you hear it, so you stop walking, and they don't know that you're there, and they just keep talking?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a sobering experience. And once you realize that, you stop giving a shit. You're like, I might as well just go ahead and say what the fuck I think, because you probably already got a fucked up opinion of me anyway.
Yeah, but the thing is, Angry Man, they love his opinion. They always invite him to out. They always invite him places and all that other stuff. And because I feel like he's the balance of all the fake ass people. And that's the thing I think I love about Larry. Larry's the only real one in the room, other than Sherry. Sherry's always hating. Sherry's evil. I love Sherry, but Larry's the only balance, because when you get around a bunch of people, all they do is lie to each other. Or they say, you know, my yacht's bigger than yours, or, you know, just have these conversations. But Larry's always, again, like you say, Larry's observant. He watches the room. He watches everybody.
Like, you know, there was one episode where they told him they wanted him to sit over here versus over there. He's like, why gotta sit over there? Why can't I sit over here? And, you know, Larry's always questioning everything, Angry Man, and he's always challenging everything, and he doesn't give a fuck about what people think about when he does that, man. Let me open you up. What you say on that, brother?
Yeah, and I saw that episode. That's when they was at the restaurant.
Yeah.
They're trying to make them all sit in one space, and he kept looking. He's like, are you trying to sit all of the good-looking people out there? He's trying to say, I'm not good-looking? Like, what are you trying to say? You know? And he forced, like, they did not want to admit that shit, but he forced them to admit it.
always forced them. And like I say, the blacks, man. I like old boy, man. That's a great sidekick to give him the balance. The brother in there smashing all the women, talking shit, and he's just wearing his do-rag, just waltzing through there, smash him in the pit in the club out with the other house, the gazebo or whatever, man.
The pool house.
He's smashed. That's what I'm saying. That's kind of motherfucker I want. If I had something big like he has. And someone cooler, I let them stay. Just stay for free, dog, because he's so laid back. Because he bringing Larry pussy, if you think about it.
Yeah. J.B. Smoove is a funny dude, man.
Oh, yeah.
He don't really get credit. But, like, see, J.B. Smoove, he's one of those dudes that, you know, if you were around him, your stomach would probably be hurting from laughing so much.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, like, people got to stop with the phony fake shit. I hate the phony fake shit.
Yeah.
I hate it. Like when I go to like family functions or whatever, you know, I just be standing around just looking at people while they talking. I be thinking to myself, you phony motherfucker. That shit gets on my nerves, bro.
Or they look at you like, huh, well, you just because you think you a YouTube star? Who do you think you are? That shit. Like what? I mean, are you serious? Like get the fuck out of here, man. I'm just here to try to enjoy myself and shit. But y'all are, like, staring at me, wondering, what is he going to say? Is he going to say something next? And, you know, all this shit.
What is he going to say next, right?
Yeah, right. You're going to say next, right. If they know we don't hold our tongue. That's why. That's what they say. That's why I can't ever go to parties. That's why I always have problems because, you know, when you go to a party, you know, the guys, you always get that group of guys that's always sizing up women. You know, look at her ass, look at her titties. And I go over there and start talking with them and shit. Yeah, look at that one over there. I hit her over there. And then as soon as a woman comes in the group, they're like, oh, hi. Oh, hey, that's Sarah. She works in accounting. And they're like, why are you so fake? Let's continue talking about you fucking that one over there and that one. And then the woman be like, oh, this is a good circle. I need to be over here. Then they look and get all mad at me.
Yeah. But then, you know what I think it's becoming? I think we as YouTubers, I think we're this new category of entertainers.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I heard Chris Rock say that when he was doing what show was that? He was doing Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Okay. I watched it.
And so he was talking about how when he goes to parties, if he's in a party, he hates being in the party unless he sees another comedian. He's like, oh, God, a comedian. You know what I'm saying? Because he knows he's going to be able to have a genuine conversation with him.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that fake shit that people do to be socially accepted. And I think it's become that for us as YouTubers. I think that the only way we're really comfortable is really having conversations with other YouTubers because – look, one thing I can say, YouTubers, whether good guys or assholes, you're going to know what they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're going to sit up there and they're going to say what's on their mind, you know. And I think the world needs more of that. I don't think the world needs less of that. You know, because like somebody once said, they were like, yo, social media is the worst thing that ever happened to humankind because look at how everybody's acting. And I said, no, it's actually the best thing that's happened to humankind because people have always been this fucked up.
Yes.
It just wasn't on display.
Yeah.
See, now it's on display. So now we can't pretend that people are not like this fucked up. Like, you see all of these women twerking. If you went back to the freaking 40s, you know, if we would have had this in the 40s, women would have been gyrating. They wouldn't have been twerking, but they'd have been doing whatever forbidden dance that was popular at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
and
right.
Look, humankind has always been this way.
Always.
We just now have it on full display.
Absolutely. Guys, we have about 9 minutes left. So if y'all want to call in, you got a question, go ahead and ask. We're chomping it up about, are you making time or wasting time? And I honestly feel, even with all this anger, man, the majority of guys waste time. They just don't know how to manage time, and they waste it because they think they have it coming to them tomorrow so they can just fuck it off today type thing. And this is one of the greatest issues. And if you look at all the people that are hustlers, ballers, I'm talking about the Jeff Bezos, the Bill Gates and all this other stuff. Time was so precious to them. Oh my God. They didn't waste 1 second of time, man. What say you on that, brother?
Time is the only commodity you can't get back.
Can't get it back.
Can't recover it. But every minute that passes by is never coming back. So you got to spend it as wisely as you can. It's just like they said back in the day.
Tutors. The king said that in Tutors.
Yeah. And, you know, guys, they've always said you got to make hay while the sun is up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You can't sit around wasting time. You know? And there's a lot of time wasters.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of time wasters.
Wasting time listening to someone wasting time is just as worse.
You know what's the most fascinating thing to me? So you're here, and you know, and you do your own show,
yes.
And you're educating men, but you're also promoting a product, a brand, a service.
Yes,
you know, I'm doing the same thing.
Yes, sir.
What I've never understood is the guys that come on YouTube to complain for 8 hours straight. They're not promoting a brand. They're not promoting a product. They're not making any money. And it's just like, how do you have the time
to sit around and do nothing?
To complain for that extended period of time. You know what I told everybody it is? I said, this is the modern day version of the housewives of the 80s and the 90s. It would be on that phone. The phone would be hanging on the wall in the kitchen. And it had that long-ass cord.
Lord, yeah, you
they would get on the phone, and they would have the soap operas playing.
Yes.
And they'd be on the phone gossiping. My uncle used to call it telephone tell a nigga. They'd be sitting up there gossiping. And it'd be some other woman somewhere else on the same phone, same type of phone, doing the same thing. And this is what they're doing now on YouTube. Like, the internet has just made it more efficient for multiple people to do it at the same time. And it's like, yo, what is your purpose? What are you trying to accomplish?
It's the high. It's the high of a nobody finally having friends that are following. It's like all their life they've been pushed, abused, punked, bullied, you know, just treated like dirt. And then now they think they got a fucking voice because they can complain with all the other losers who've been bullied, beaten, and walked over and lose with women. So they think that we can all have a circle jerk, get around grabbing each other's stuff, and just sit around for 8 hours. I mean, 8 hours of bitching, and you wondering why women ain't fucking with. Eight hours of bitching?
And they think, you know what? The crazy thing is they think it's revenge of the nerds. They think it's their turn. Like, it, you know, we're gonna talk shit about all of the guys that can get women. We're going to talk shit about all of the guys that aren't socially awkward. And it's like, bro, you can get up here and talk shit all day, but eventually you have to get up and go outside.
Yeah.
And when you go outside, the world is still what it was before you went inside.
Yeah,
you know?
It's weird. It's weird that they're doing all this talking about people but nobody's listening but them to themselves. It's like, do you think these women are going to say, well, you know what? Oh, I got some. Well, okay, I can listen to Angry Man or Stevie Dean Williams and learn and educate. Oh, wait. Here's a bunch of guys bitching about me. Huh, let me go over here and listen to them. Do they actually think people are, people of quality substance or something that nobody's listening to? Circle jerk.
It's just a bunch of guys that feel the exact same way, and they just come here to get their high. They come here to get affirmation that what they are is fine.
Yeah.
You know? And that right there breeds mediocrity.
Yeah. But that right there keeps them in their village. This is what y'all don't understand. I mean, like I said earlier with the village, is that the thing that you better hope that you can stay safely in your village as long as you want and be secure. You just better hope there's not a conquering motherfucker next to you. Because once a conqueror realizes that there is no protection in that part of the village, they're going to attack and take what you have, and there is nothing you can do about it. And I'm saying that for all you guys out there, you're eventually going to meet a girl, you'll live with a girl, you'll date a girl, you'll be engaged, you'll be even married to one and all other shit. But if you ain't got that mentality, you ain't like that, man, your girl is just going to get taken by a real motherfucker because she's going to be one. Hey, here's the crazy thing, man. She's going to want somebody to take her. She'd be like, come on, save me. She's going to like say, dragon, take me. Not the hero, the dragon. Come fly down and swoop me away from this weak motherfucker. Because all he's doing is some weak ass shit.
Mm-hmm. But we see it all the time. We see it when the women are actually calling in, when the women are actually in the chat room, and they're saying, yeah, what you guys are saying is 100% correct.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they'll just think that that's a lie, right?
It's fake, yeah.
Let's see. Musing, what do you say?
Oh, it's right here. No, it's a lady saying this. Lady.
Oh, said, man, once I found Angry Man Steve, real game panel, I ain't ever looked back. Yeah. Because you get that's something else I've noticed that's happened. People have gotten tired of that. They've gotten tired of the endless
complaining
without any sort of upward movement or any sort of mobility. And it's like now they want to listen to people that they can get some value.
Absolutely. All right, well, let's get this last call. That's called 713 calling at the last minute. What's your question, man? What's up?
What's up, y'all? I'm calling. I heard y'all talking about how to better manage your time, and my question was, like, how do I better manage my time? Like, cause I find myself wasting time a lot.
No, not find yourself. You choose to waste time.
Choose, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's about you got to own it first. So, what are you doing all day? Mm-hmm. What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, me, I'm into like, what's it called? I'm into like gardening. So I've been effing off, like I've been fucking off this season, like
man,
and like developing my.
That in the spring. If I'm not Angry Man's a gardener aficionado. Before I throw it to him, but hey, I thought you should start that shit in the springtime. You supposed to be working on that shit in the springtime. Angry Man, you got it, man.
Yeah, you supposed to have been on that. You supposed to been on that in the spring. Like if I was bullshitting because I had an issue, like in the wintertime, I grow ryegrass because it actually can survive in the winter. So you still have green grass. But then in the summertime, it kind of dies out. So you have to have tall fescue. So if I would have been bullshitting, I'd have a dead lawn out there. So like, that's something you got to see. Gardening and stuff like that goes back to the old days of sharecropping and stuff like that. Like, back then, you had to be proactive. You had to do stuff this year to make sure that you straight the next year, you know, or do stuff the previous season to make sure you're straight for the next season, you know?
Yes. Right.
So why aren't you mowing your lawn?
Laziness, choosing to be lazy.
And you better get you a straw hat and get out there, and cause that's the other thing too, that when you first get back out there and right in the springtime, you know what I'm saying, you got to condition yourself, because by the time you get to summer,
yes,
that sun going to be beaming, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And put on some sunscreen. I know black people don't like doing that, but put on some sunscreen, dog.
Yeah, hey, Steve, there's actually black people in these spaces that believe that black people don't have to wear that. Y'all are crazy.
Y'all are crazy as fuck. I'm telling you, I better put that shit on. I better stop bullshitting. Yeah, but 713, is that all you got, my brother?
Yeah, that's pretty much all. I can apply that to everything else I'm trying to accomplish.
Well, I'm just saying you're wasting time by just sitting on your lazy ass. You need to get off of it and do some shit, okay?
Yeah, man, you got to.
Right.
It's just like when you play sports, man, you got to practice. You can't wait till it's game time and then decide to play. You got to prep, you know?
Prep that shit, okay?
Right.
You got the raggediest lawn in the neighborhood. You better clean that shit up. You don't want baby driving a lawn, huh? Look at his lawn. That lawn looks like shit. Oh wait. That's that angry man lawn over there. Let me show you how a lawn looks, and they'll be driving by. See how the grass is, and that's how they are, man. They all they like that, man. Get your lawn right, okay?
All right. I appreciate the advice.
All right, you know, much love to you, man. We'll let you go. All right, angry man. Where are you, angry man? So where are you at on shows? Where are you at right now on your shows and stuff?
Man, I got shit. I got a bunch of stuff I got to do. I got a bunch of damn SEO I got to do. I got to go in and put the damn tags and stuff in and stuff.
Yeah.
I've been trying to fall back a little bit because a lot of the negative topics lately,
mm-hmm,
been draining the shit out of me, so I gotta get back on some. I gotta switch it up a little bit.
Right. No doubt.
Right. Yeah, but other than that, it's the same grind, you know.
Yeah, there's. Did you see the new show on FX? It's called The Man. The Old Man, I think it's called The Old Man or something like that. It's about an assassin, an ex assassin. It's on the FX channel. I gotta find it. I forgot. It's a new one. I'll just send it to you. Yeah, you gotta check.
Yeah.
It out.
Send that to me.
Yeah, you know how we are with that shit, dog. Yeah, we watch that shit. We into that shit. But anyway, hey guys, go ahead and subscribe to Angry Man. Subscribe to The Man Mindset. We appreciate everybody in the room. It's a very great show. Appreciate all you guys out there, man. Angry Man, any last words you want to say?
Other than, look, you got to have a sense of urgency.
Yes.
You got to look at the world like, okay, I need to get on it, because trust and believe, time waits for no man.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. It's called The Old Man. Write it down. It's called The Old Man.
Old man.
Okay. Yeah. It's on the FX channel. So I think it's Jeff Bridges. I think he's an ex assassin. He was murking people for the government, I think. So now
okay.
he's one of those, you know, I'm on my own and the government's trying to quiet him down type shit. So I'm going to have to check it out. Yeah. I was like, man movie. So yeah.
All right. Check that out.
All right, guys. So y'all be good, guys. And we'll see y'all next Monday, man. We out this joint. Peace.
Peace.
So you gonna get that? We off air. You gonna get that long? Let me turn off the thing. You gonna get that long shit?